golfer extraordinaire Hunter Mahan joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Hunter, good morning. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me aboard, guys. I appreciate it.
It's really my pleasure, Hunter. First of all, before we get into the work you're doing with Chase Sapphire Cards, how's the ever-expanding family? Congratulations are in order. A few months back, you added a new addition to the family. How's the family doing?
They're doing awesome, man. They're doing great. Thanks for asking there. It's great to be a dad, and to be a dad to a girl and a son is it's pretty cool. I'm very proud, and it's a great experience. It really is.
I'll ask you this question, and then we'll get into the Chase Sapphire stuff. Is there a balance as a professional athlete between being dad and professional athlete, or as a professional athlete who makes his living by not being home, in essence? Do you end up putting a lot of this on your wife and you become wage earner and, you know, part-time parent in many ways? And, you know, it's on your wife to do the day-to-day more mundane chores? And is it difficult on her? Talk a little bit about the family dynamic that results in being a PGA golfer while having a family.
Well, there's obviously no doubt that when you have children, it is the ultimate test for a marriage. And I feel very lucky to have a great wife who understands what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do, trying to be the best golfer that I can be. She knows how much passion I have for the game of golf, and she knows what golf has provided for us, you know, monetarily and the life it's given us. But it's also a tough life because I do have to travel quite a bit, and sometimes they can go with me, which is great. The PGA Tour provides incredible daycare service for the kids. They have somewhere to go and socialize. But sometimes it's just logistically it's very, very difficult for them to travel, and them being so young right now, it is a little more difficult. But, there's no doubt it's a balancing act, and you do have to really put your mind to what you're doing at that moment, whether it's playing golf or it's being at home and helping out with the kids and doing what you can. But like I said, I've got a great wife who understands the whole situation, and she's a great mom, and she enjoys being a mom. And, I think we're lucky because we have two great kids who, my daughter's an incredible fun age. She's almost two right now, and we're lucky. They're so much fun to be around.
Awesome. And I really did want to ask that because that's the part a lot of times when you do what I do for a living, and that's, you know, talk sports. And that's the part we kind of shuffle to the back burner. It's like, okay, he plays golf. Let's talk to him about golf and this and that. We forget about that. There's a whole family in many ways. They're not left behind, but, I mean, there's that balancing act. So it's interesting to get that perspective. Kind of moving this forward here. See, this is where it's cool to have a Chase Sapphire card. You know, there are other cards that give you a few dollars back. They give you points that you can use to shop to buy stuff that you could buy anywhere. But if you have a Chase Sapphire card, you get a golf clinic with Hunter Mahan. So talk about what drives you and, you know, your involvement with the Chase Sapphire card as a result.
Yeah. Chase Sapphire Preferred is given this really cool opportunity to golfing fans starting today through July 10th. They can enter a contest, basically, by posting photos on Twitter or Instagram of what drives them to play golf. What, you know, is there a golfing experience or an inspiration that hit the link that gets them to play this great game? And they throw a picture out on Twitter or Instagram with a caption on why they love golf with the hashtag Chase Sapphire PGA and hashtag sweepstakes. They're going to be entered into a contest, and if they want to make sure that their entry does count, they have to go to whatdrivesyou.chaseonlinesweepstakes.com, and they can make sure that their entry counts. And it's a pretty sweet reward for the winner. They get a trip to the 2015 PGA Championship and an inside the ropes golf experience with myself, and they get to have a one-on-one and hopefully give them some tips to help them be a better golfer. But it'll be neat, you know, to go inside the ropes on a practice round of the PGA. I can kind of tell them what we're thinking about, what my caddy John Wood and I are trying to discuss and try to figure out how we're going to play whistling straight. So it does give them inside look about being a professional golfer that a lot of fans would never get to experience.
And this is a real interesting one from Chase Sapphire Preferred. This is one part little clinic where they're going to get some quick tips from you, but it's also one part unique access. And Chase Sapphire Preferred has been known over the years to do a lot of like golfing clinics with many of the golfers, where you actually get to spend some time and a professional golfer will break down their swing and help them try and improve their game. This is going to have a little bit of that, but it's also going to have a lot of, hey, this is what it's like to be a professional golfer. Take advantage of this unique access. So I like this one, and I think this is a whole lot of fun with Chase Sapphire.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's fans can kind of see from outside the ropes, but to actually see from inside the ropes and kind of see what a player sees and what a player's thinking about. And, you know, we just don't stand there, aim at a target, and swing it. There's a lot that goes into each shot. And when we're talking about a major, when we're talking about the PGA Championship, every shot counts and every shot's important. And the time and work that we put in for each tournament, and especially majors, you know, is a lot. And I think that person's really going to get an inside look at what a player is thinking about, you know, that whole week. And hopefully I can give them some tips to so they can enjoy golf and be a better golfer along the way.
Well, that's the voice of Hunter Mahan, six-time winner on the PGA Tour, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Well, you're talking about a major. We got one coming up in just a couple of weeks, U.S. Open, out at Chambers Bay Golf Course in the great state of Washington. Talk to us a little bit, not only about this golf course and this U.S. Open, but also talk to us a little bit about your preparation and where your game is in preparation for the U.S. Open.
Yeah, well, I've got this week off, and so I'm going to start prepping right now and start working working today and working all week. I'm going to get there Saturday and play Saturday and Sunday. I've never been there. I haven't seen the golf course before. I've seen some pictures, talked to a few guys, but I'm going to set foot on her Saturday afternoon and Sunday and try to really figure out what's the best way to play this golf course. And, you know, figure out the tee shots. I'm going to hit a lot of drivers, a lot of three woods, five woods. What are the important things about playing this golf course? And it'll take a few days. And I think getting there kind of that weekend beforehand with less fans, less players on the golf course gives us more time to really see the golf course and gives us the ability to hit a lot more shots and a lot more putts and really figure out the green as best we can. And that's, you know, that's kind of what makes this, you know, majors and U.S. Opens and PGA Championships different than other golfing events, because most places I've seen before and played, but this one I have not. So there's a lot of unknown, and we got to do our due diligence to figure out how we're going to play Chambers Bay and how we can win the U.S. Open.
And it's interesting you talk about that. Most times when you play these majors or even any of the other events on the tour, they're at courses you've played before and you know pretty well. You know, here you're going to a course you don't know. When you know, even getting that time to go out there and kind of play this course a little bit and practice on it, when you get out there on those 4 days where you're playing in the U.S. Open, how much unknown will there be in comparison to courses that you play on a more frequent basis?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I can play there Saturday and Sunday and play in the same kind of weather conditions, but it gets really difficult when the wind changes or temperature changes, and you're looking at a shot you haven't seen before. So we really have to work hard on figuring out where's the good spots to be, bad spots, you know, where's the easy up and down from, where the difficult up and down from. A lot of detail work and understanding, you know, this side of the golf course is fine, this side of the golf course is bad. There's just so many different things to think about playing a golf course you haven't played before. There's a feeling out process of how far the ball's flying. You know, it seems like on this hole it's flying a little further and this hole's flying a little shorter. I mean, there's just a lot of details into a golf course. And we talk about a major, you know, it's all in the details. It's all about the work you've done beforehand. And then from there, it gives you clarity and freedom to play Thursday through Sunday with a complete confidence of you knowing that this is the shot that's going to going to work, and this is a shot that's going to give us good opportunities to succeed that week. So a lot of detail work. It's like looking, it's like being an NFL quarterback and looking at a lot of film. You just don't want to, you don't want to see something you haven't seen before. So it's all the work's really done before then, and by Thursday you just want to be able to play golf and be free.
Well, how are you feeling about your game leading up to this U.S. Open Championship? You feel like your game's in a good place, or you're struggling with a lot of facets in your game? You know, scoring aside and everything else, you guys know that ultimately when you get to these majors, what your game feels like in your mind. How do you feel about your game right now?
I do feel great about my game and what I'm doing. I feel like there is a lot of clarity in what I need to do to play my best. And with that, I think it comes confidence is really important. And right now, I need to trust my game and have confidence in it. You know, I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to put the time in. But I have to trust myself and have confidence in my abilities. You know, I've done a lot of great things in this game, but I can do a lot more, and I've got a lot more room to grow. And I just got to keep working. And when Thursday rolls around, I have to be confident stepping on that tee that I'm going to play great and trust myself and swing, make trustworthy swings and make confident swings out there and make, you know, and know that I'm going to play great and don't worry about any sort of bad shots or bad results. Just worry about the good things that I'm going to do and see great things because I know it's in there and I just have to trust that right now.
All right, Hunter, as we go out the door here, time's a little short. We want to keep you on schedule. One more time, the 411 on the Chase Sapphire Preferred, What Drives You contest, where people get a one-on-one golf experience with you, Hunter Mahan.
Yeah. Well, it starts today, so people got to get on it, and it rolls through July 10th. Take a photo of a memorable golfing experience or inspiration, maybe something with Father's Day, who knows what, but make sure you send the photo. And make sure you put the hashtag ChaseSapphirePGA and hashtag sweepstakes along with it. And go to whatdrivesyou.chaseonlinesweepstakes.com to make sure that your entry does count. You don't want to send it and then not count. So great trip, 2015 PGA, inside the ropes, one-on-one golf tips from me. It's a great prize, great contest. Really looking forward to seeing what people send us.
Well, great information, great insight, great opportunity. And you know what? The people running the tour for your next stop are going to be real happy because we're out right on schedule. Hunter, thanks for a few minutes, and we can do this again anytime you'd like.
Joe, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Hunter Mahan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.